But the problem is, Fred, this Norwegian fellow, Mr. Gullerud, he's too Lutheran. I mean, he says he's not Lutheran now, but there's too much conditioning in him.
Yes, I know what you mean, Jimmy. We want to try to break into the celestial fields and start coaching him about the kind of zodiac sign he should find in his life, and we can't get through to him. We can get through to Mushi.
That's because Mushi meditates all the time, and he watched all my old movies, like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, and he used to watch my neighborhood show, too. But the only thing this Gullerud Felder has watched is Davy and Goliath, those stop-motion claymation cartoons that the Lutheran Church put out.
And it was a liberal church compared to the one he grew up in, mind you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how we can break through from heaven and get through to him.
Well, I got an idea. He's been visiting the park lately a lot, kind of feeling like a loner. Kind of like a loner. And I notice he goes, sits on that park bench all the time.
The one that Four sits at?
Same one. We've talked to Forrest all the time. Let's talk to Forrest and tell him what to tell this Gullerud fellow. Can't hurt to try.
It can't hurt. Let's try it. I like Forrest just the way he is, and he's always the most interesting conversationalist.
I always loved the way he talked about chocolate boxes and such. Well, let's see what happens.
Hello.
Hi.
You can sit on the bench with me if you want.
Well, don't mind if I do. I usually sit on this bench every Sunday evening at about 8 o'clock.
I do about this time of day, too, almost every day.
That's a very nice shirt you're wearing.
Thank you. My name's Forrest Gump.
I'm Peter. Peter.
Peter. That's a funny name. So your parents called you Peter, even though your last name was Peter, and then they gave you the middle name of Peter.
Not really, but,
you know, I was just talking to Jimmy Stewart and Fred Rogers. They talk to me once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they told me to tell you that you ought to look into cancer.
Look into cancer? Like try to get cancer?
No. The zodiac astrological sign of cancer. It might be a good one for you.
Oh, really? Jimmy Stewart and Fred Rogers. You know they're both, well, I mean, they're both gone. They both passed away a couple years ago, both of them.
I know this. And I know what love is. I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
Okay, so what, you're telling me you talked to Jimmy Stewart and Mr. Rogers?
Sure. Mostly once in a while.
Mostly once in a while. Well, that's nice. Anyway, they say you should check out cancer. You know, my mama always said, life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get.
I saw that movie.
You're Tom Hanks? No, I'm Forrest Gump. That was an actor playing me. Do I look like Tom Hanks?
I mean, I'm not a smart man, but I know what an actor looks like. It's true. So you're telling me that Fred Rogers and Jimmy Stewart want to help me. find my zodiac love mate. Something like that, right? Is that, if I'm reading you right?
That's it exactly, Mr. Gullerud. Whoa! I gave it away.
How did you know my last name?
Well, they told me.
Mystical. Maybe you are talking to the other plane. Because I met Jimmy Stewart, and I got a signed autograph of Mr. Rogers via Barry Cook. He met Mr. Rogers, believe it or not, on Hollywood Boulevard. And the autograph says, I know already. He told me. Well, okay, what did he tell you it says? It says, to my TV neighbor, Peter, love Mr. Rogers.
This is weird. It sounds as if this guy really might be talking to the other side. And there must be a strange fellow on the collider sitting on this bench by the basketball court.
So, well, why cancer?
Why not? I mean, I think what they're trying to get you to do is to get off of the Gemini and off of the Aquarius that you had in your life before, and to move on to other signs. Life is maybe like a box of chocolate, but there is an expiration date on the box. So I would say Cancer will... They're warm and sentimental, like Libras, and they falling in love can be easy for them. You know, I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. I tried to tell Jenny that a long time ago. She didn't want to marry me, you know. Not at first. Oh, that's sweet. Cancer, huh? I will keep my eye out. You should do that. Because you're a very charming person, Peter. Peter. You can call me my real name. I already know you know.
Okay.
You know, my mama always said dying was a part of life. I sure wish it wasn't. I mean, you're going to die someday, Peter. And you don't look for somebody soon. You know, life's going to pass by. You may have some silver hairs up there, but, you know, before you know it, your teeth will fall out. You'll go bald. And you won't be able to walk anymore. And you won't be able to talk straight. Half your face will be frozen.
Okay, that's enough. I'm not that old yet.
So, anyway, I was once asked if I had found Jesus yet by Lieutenant Daniel Taylor. You know what I told him? Forget that part of the movie for us. Well, I didn't know I was supposed to be looking for him, sir. That's what I said. That was one of my jokes. If there was a laugh track like Gilligan's Island, they would have inserted it right there. I'm sure they would have. Anyway, thanks for the tip. I got to get going. I've got a lot of bills to pay, and it was nice meeting you. You're here at Sunday nights usually? Well, Sunday afternoons usually. But I'm here tonight so with my transistor radio so I could tune in to listen to Chip Colcord's Out of the Woods. I like all of the folk music he brings to the airwaves. You be sure to tell him I'm one of his avid listeners. Okay? You know, folk music is as folk music does. And Jim, why do we keep saying Jim? Chip Colcord really knows what that means. He certainly does. Well, thank you, Forrest. It's been great talking to you, and you kind of helped me wrap this up because I always have to speed Mushy's voice up a little bit, and that takes longer. And I'm kind of cutting this one close to the wire, finishing this up just before 7 o'clock p.m. on Sunday night. Kind of figured that. It was good to meet you, Mr. Peter. Can I say it? Can I say what you always have to say in your show at least once?
I wish you wouldn't, then I'll get going.
Shut up, please. Shut up, Forrest. That was rude.
I'm just trying to play.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye.